Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. New national unemployment figures were released today. More than 530,000 additional people out of a job in the past week in California. California is the state with the highest number of new unemployed people. Florida was second. Questions about filing for unemployment insurance benefits in California continue to stream into our newsroom and so many, many places. The pipeline for filing claims with the California Employment Development Department, the EDD, has been jammed. Earlier this week, CAP Radio reporter Chris Nichols answered some of the common questions. So we've added a link to his story. You can find it at capradio.org/insight. He also did some reporting about gig workers and filing for unemployment. So we've added links to those stories, too. Going through the EDD isn't always easy. You don't always get to the information or the answer that you need. So we're trying to connect with experts in employment law. Jennifer Shaw is on the phone. She's president of Shaw Law Group. She's been at this business more than 25 years, but probably never in anything like this. Hi, Jennifer. Glad to have you on Insight.
Good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me.
So there are people who have filed for state and federal unemployment. The system worked for them. Their checks are either coming in the mail or direct deposit. And then there are many others who are having just a nightmare of a time. What do you see happening? What's going on?
Well, there are a couple of things that I think are really driving the confusion right now. One is that you really only apply for state unemployment. So as you mentioned earlier, you go to the California Unemployment Development Department's website and you apply for your benefits. The federal benefits are paid through the EDD. The problem is there have not been a lot of regulations issued to guide how this process is going to work. And as you already noted, there are so many unemployed people that the EDD system, as hard as they're trying, is overwhelmed. So part of what we are hearing from the folks inside at the EDD is if you've applied, you haven't heard anything, you haven't received confirmation of your application, it's okay to apply again. I know we don't want to overwhelm the system, but there have been a number of outages for the EDD's computer program. So what happens is you may have submitted an application during one of those periods, and then the application wasn't actually processed. So one of the things is it's sort of the squeaky wheel gets the grease in this area. You're not going to get anybody on the phone at this point, but you can resubmit your application.
If somebody receives their income in a W-2 form, a more traditional form, it seems like filling out paperwork is more straightforward. The questions come in with somebody who might be a 1099 employee, a furloughed employee, a gig employee, all these subcategories.
Right.
So let's start with the differentiation there from the get-go between a W-2 employee and a 1099.
Okay, so let's make sure that all of your listeners understand. W-2s are for employees, people who are employed by an organization. They work a schedule. They're paid at least minimum wage for every hour they work, unless they're exempt, meaning they're paid a salary. There are all these requirements that come into play for employees. If you're 1099, you are not an employee at all. You are an independent contractor or a gig worker potentially, right? So there's a clear delineation between who is an employee, and employees, as you say, hop on the website, they're going to be asked, there's actually an EDD benefit calculator where you go through, you put your data in about your past 12 months of compensation, and it looks at your highest 3 months of pay, it spits out what your benefit amount is going to be. For the gig workers and the independent contractors, there isn't a way for them to get California unemployment per se. What we're talking about right now is the federal pandemic unemployment assistance, which is actually under the Families First Law that was passed about a month ago, that is providing for these extra benefits, not only for W-2 employees, but also for the gig workers and the contractors.
So does it all funnel through the same place, though, whether you're trying to reach those federal benefits? It's still what
it
you
does.
Said before. Okay.
Absolutely.
Then let me go through a couple subcategories. If you have been laid off Are you eligible? If you are furloughed, are you eligible?
Great questions. If you're laid off and you're a W-2 employee, you are absolutely going to be entitled to unemployment. Now, remember, the minimum weekly benefit amount is $40. The maximum is $450. That does not include the federal $600 that all employees are eligible for in California if they get $1 of California unemployment. So there are a range of benefit amounts. It's going to depend on the employee's work history, how much they've made, et cetera, in terms of what their benefit amount is. Now, when you talk about a gig worker, they're going to be applying to the same process. And there's a whole sort of structure, which we'll talk about in a minute, about how they get those benefits. For furloughed employees, furlough is a term that has really, frankly, Beth, been misused. It's really intended for when somebody's hours and wages have been cut. So let's say I'm a 40-hour-a-week employee. My employer says, look, I don't want to lay you off. You're a good employee. I want to keep you on my payroll, but I'm going to have to reduce your wages. That's going to get me a 50% reduction in my hours and my wages. I get to go apply for unemployment. The term that is used is partial unemployment. And to be honest, there's a very complicated sort of process that the EDD goes through to figure out what you're entitled to. But it's very important, if your wages have been cut, your hours have been cut, you should absolutely apply for benefits.
And the category you come under, again, is the partial work, the partial employed worker?
Yes, the partial unemployment. Now, this is a little confusing because there are two ways that the Employment Development Department looks at partially employed folks,
right?
Okay? One way is that your hours just got cut. So it's the example I just gave you. The other way is if they have been part of what we call the work sharing program. This is an EDD program, employment development program, where the employer says to the Employment Development Department, hey, I don't want to let go of these employees. I'm not exactly sure how much work I'm going to have for them. Why don't I give you a list of my employees, how much they're working, and what their hourly wage is, and you can process their unemployment without these employees having to apply for benefits. So in other words, it takes the burden off of the employee for applying individually, and the employer works it out with the EDD. Now, very important for everyone to understand, the work sharing program is voluntary. It's something that the employer may do, but is not required to do. And there are some very specific requirements. But if your employer is part of a work sharing agreement with the Employment Development Department, the good news for the workers is that they don't have to apply themselves. The employer will work that out with the EDD, and they don't have to be looking for additional work. That has been a huge change with the COVID-19 pandemic, that the Employment Development Department has said, listen, normally when you apply for unemployment, you have to show that you are actively looking for work. We understand that with all these people applying for unemployment, there's not a lot of work out there. We're not going to require you to apply for jobs to prove your entitlement for unemployment. So a huge burden has already been lifted off of employees, but the WorkShare program goes a step further.
I'm talking with employment law expert Jennifer Shaw, and thank you for getting through a lot of this. I apologize that we can't get to everyone's scenario, but we have to talk about the gig economy and gig workers. So what's the structure? For a while, they had to wait. What's the current situation as of today?
The current situation as of today is they can start applying on April 28th, next Tuesday. Now, the EDD, the Employment Development Department, is still looking at the process and the procedure they're going to use for that application, but they are entitled to apply under that Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, the PUA. They can apply for that beginning on April 28th.
Do you expect that there's going to be a heading or a category for gig workers to know, oh, this is where I begin, this is my pathway?
Yes. The EDD has done a really good job of updating their website and making sure that they are staying up to date with all these developments. It's very difficult for them. I mean, keep in mind, they have employees who work in the agency, many of whom are telecommuting, many of whom may be ill or taking care of folks who have the pandemic. So part of the problem is they're working on a bit of a shoestring as well. But I fully anticipate that it will be very clear to these gig economy workers how they're going to apply. And, you know, we track this in our law firm. We have a blog where we give people updates and make sure that they understand what they need to do. So the information will be readily available to folks, but probably not much before April 28th.
Is there anything else to say about self-employed workers? I'm seeing lots of questions from people about this hitting at the time of someone either adding an employee or being self-employed and losing their income. Do they qualify?
Yes, they very well could qualify. This is going to sound like a not very scientific answer, Beth, but what I'm telling people is everyone should apply for unemployment. Because the bottom line is the rules are changing every single day. We get new executive orders from Governor Newsom. We get new legislation from Congress. I don't want anyone making the assumption that they are not eligible and missing out on benefits. Keep in mind, we've all been paying into this system, right? So there's portions of our paycheck, whether we're self-employed or we work for a company or an organization, where we've been paying into this process. So I fully encourage everyone, get on that website, apply for the benefits. The worst thing that happens is they decline you and you appeal, right? There's a whole appeal process about whether or not you are eligible for these benefits. I know people are really hurting right now. I know that the wait is not easy, but I don't want anyone to give up. Excuse me. I've actually talked to a couple of people who have said, oh, Jennifer, it's just too much effort. It's too much. I don't want to have to go through this. I really encourage you to just get online, make your application, really watch what's going on the news, pay attention to what's happening, and don't assume you are not covered.
And I'll go back to what you said in the beginning, especially if there's a mistake on paperwork or something like that. Apply again, correct?
Correct.
All right. Jennifer, we're going to be talking to you again. Thanks so much for the answers this morning, and good luck to you, too, through this time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. Stay healthy.
All right. Glad to have you on Insight. Jennifer Shaw is president of the Shaw Law Group. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio. Our uplift is next. And if you think you can't throw a kids party in the midst of the stay-at-home orders, oh, even that's gone online. You're going to meet a company called Happily Ever Laughter after a break. We'll be right back.